A bill moving through Utah's Senate may put to rest some controversy surrounding how political candidates get on the ballot. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
A previous bill passed in 2014 guaranteed that any candidate with enough signatures could get on a ballot. But Utah's Republican Party has not been happy with it. They argued that it took power away from the party nomination process and even took it to federal court. They lost.
It's the people's ballot, not the political party's ballot.
Republican Senator Curtis Bramble was the sponsor of that bill. And while he wants to make certain that ballots are not under the control of political parties, he's introduced a new bill that might resolve his own party's concerns.
This bill is really meant to be a safety valve in the event that you have a number of candidates in a high-profile race and the public doesn't have a clear choice.
Bramble says that this bill would create a runoff election in the event that no candidate gets more than 35% of the vote, which he says is unlikely but possible. It also moves the candidate filing period from March to the first week in January. The bill has received unanimous support thus far and will now continue to a final vote in the Senate. Lee Hale, KUER News.